Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Black Nostradamus, I am known as the General, as well as the Boss Prophet. My wife, the Kingdom Strategist, is always just right around the corner. Gives her love, kisses, and happy holidays to all of you all. She's the Kingdom Strategist. She also is a General, and she also is the Black Nostradamus. Glory be to God. Please share this. I'm going to try not to be before you long. I just want to share some stuff with you real quick. It is the Christmas holiday. It is good evening. God bless you, Cindy. I speak blessings supernaturally over your life. Amen. It is the Christmas holiday season. It's the holiday season overall. You know, Thanksgiving just passed. We got Christmas. We got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Glory be to God for the kiddos and also for us adults, because I love me some Rudolph too. We got Hanukkah, which I don't particularly celebrate, but I do observe it. I recognize it. Jewish holiday. I support the Jews. My wife supports the Jews. We love the Jews. We always pouring and giving and blessing the Jews. God is about to do some amazing things at the turn of the new year. I see that some people are going to pass like a day or two before the new year. So stay prayerful for your family members. Did you hear what I said? Stay prayerful for your family members, because some people are going to transition out of here. But it's also, I heard in the realms of the spirit, there's going to be a closeness and a bond that is drawn. Glory be to God. I'm going to talk a little bit too about something, but I just want to get in the flow, you know, in the flow of things. But just stay prayerful, because I see some people that's going to transition out of here like a day or two. It may be somebody connected to you. It may be somebody you see on social media. It may be a loved one or a family member. I don't know who this directly is for. The Holy Spirit didn't share that with me, but he said to tell you all, the people, to stay prayerful in this season. This is a season where you're moving into new blessings. I've been saying this all year long. It's a year of peace. It's a year of promotion, but it's also the crossover year. It's also going to be a year of abundance. Glory be to God. There's a glory that's been released. I've been in intense, me and Dr. April, my wife, have been in intense worship and in fasting, and there's a release that's coming. So get ready for it. So understand this. There are certain things that happens in the realms of the spirit. That's why there's certain things that we must do to engage in the spirit. Did you hear what I said? There's certain things, there's controlled atmospheres, there's protocols and there's systems. A lot of these people are like, I ain't into the protocol system. It don't matter where you go. If you are free man or woman here in this earth, outside, not locked up, not in jail, you still have to follow the protocol of that environment. If you get arrested and go to jail or go to lockup, you got to follow the protocol for that environment. No matter what you do, where you go, you always going to have to follow some type of protocol, some type of system. What better way than to celebrate? I mean, not celebrate, but yeah, we celebrate it. But what better way than to follow the protocol of the kingdom? Last night, I used the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom are special. They're special power and glory that God gives those who have sought him and paid a price for it. And he's given me and my wife the keys of the kingdom. I used to, when I was new to it, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you knew, you get happy. Like what you ever got, first got saved, you was happy. You was telling everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because you was saved. You wanted everybody to experience what you experienced. Over the years, it kind of calmed down. That don't mean that you don't love Jesus or nothing. That don't mean that you don't love God. It's just that you was excited. You was new. So that's what you started doing. You just telling everybody. It's the same way when we get new spiritual gifts or spiritual power, we get excited as human beings. So God gave me a few years ago, I was in intense fasting and prayer, me and my wife or whatever, and I was actually on the toilet. The Holy Spirit, how many of y'all, the Holy Spirit ever speak to y'all when y'all in the bathroom? Yeah, come on, let's be real now. I was on the toilet, he began to speak. So he began to speak to me, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me while I was on the toilet, and he began to say, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Around that time, me and my wife was doing like 120-day fast, nothing but salad leaves, and drinking water for 120 days, and we was in intense fasting and praying around that time. I was seeking him for like 3-4 months straight, and then he just came in and said, I give you the keys of the
the kingdom. Now, I have been studying on the keys of the kingdom already. Me and my wife, we have been also even going to different services and meetings from people who were patriotic fathers at that time. And I've seen some of them have the keys of the kingdom. Well, particularly one. I'm not going to say his name. You probably know who I'm talking about. But he had the keys of the kingdom. And I was like, man, I want the keys of the kingdom. So I began to listen to his teachings. Then I began to search the Bible and scripture out on my own. And then I began to go into intense fasting and prayer. Then the Holy Spirit gave it to me. And I was so excited. I used to use the keys of the kingdom. Because I was excited. I would use those different type of powers and anointing. Well, it's more than an anointing. It's a glory. And I would use it on everybody because I just love people. My wife just loved people. We would use it. People would start to get buildings, like pastors and stuff. We got all of this documented. All of this is on testimony footage. We try to record everything. Y'all know how we is. So people started to get houses and buildings. Pastor John F. Hanna, one of his members came to us because it was a particular time where they was trying to get this big old edifice out there in Chicago. That's my hometown. Y'all know we out here in Florida. But he was trying to get this building. People was praying or whatever. We got this all documented too. And so she came on our line, on the prayer line, right? The Holy Spirit, I'm trusting you. I'm going to release this over her. So I said, woman of God, Pastor John F. Hanna going to get that building. I lose the keys of the kingdom over you now. He got that big old edifice. God blessed him. Y'all probably don't hear about a lot of this and stuff because, you know what I'm saying, who am I? Just a little peon. But a lot of people have received many crazy blessings. Like sometimes we'll go into certain cities and certain towns and we preach at and we'll lose the keys of the kingdom. Crime rates will drop. People will have drugs on their corner. After we come there, the drug dealers disperse, they leave. You know what I'm saying? That's the power of the keys of the kingdom. It's a little bit different from a regular anointing versus the glory. As I told y'all, it talks about in the book of Acts. The book of Acts talks about how God the Father worked directly with his disciples. He came down and worked with the apostles himself. So when that happens, that's the glory manifesting, the glory taking over. So when that happens, you don't work on your personal anointing. So when that happens, the Father Jehovah himself comes down and work with you. And when he works with you, you don't got to do nothing. That's why sometimes even in our services, we'll walk up to people and they'll just start convulsing and fall out. You know what I'm saying? No, that ain't no Kundalini spirit. That's the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. That's the demonstration of God. See, a lot of people been trying to misuse that too with their Kundalini stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe there's a such thing as a Kundalini spirit and a Kundalini devil, but that ain't Kundalini. When you see people shaking in my services, I can't speak for everybody else, but that's a struggle within their flesh. Them demons trying to hold on and they don't want to let go, so they start shaking vigorously, but eventually they got to come out. So sometimes you see that we don't even got to lay hands on people. It's just the presence. That's why when people come, even family members, they come and they be in our presence. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I got to tell you the reality of it and the credentials of the spirit of what we walk in, because some of y'all need to hear this. This is a testimony for your faith to be encouraged, not to boast or brag. But like Paul said, I boast in the things of the Lord. So sometimes even family members come around us and the glory that's on us releases favor in their life. People start to get thousands and thousands of dollars and so forth and all of that because of the keys of the kingdom. You can use the keys of the kingdom is what God spoke directly to Peter, and he was talking to him, and he has said, flesh and blood could, because he asked him a question, and he said flesh and blood, after he responded to the question, he said flesh and blood could have not revealed this to you, but it was by the Spirit of God. He said, I give you this, to be able to loose what is in heaven and loose on earth, to be able to bind what is in heaven and bind on earth. So you have the power and authority to bind and to loose. A lot of people say that's available to all the believers, which is true. This is mistletoe blessings, the title of this. It's available to all the believers, right? It's available to all the believers, but you got to understand, though, not all the believers want to seek him to get that. That's why he says, whomever so will, whomever. I'm available to give my gifts, my authority, my dominion, my power to whoever want it, but everybody not seeking him for it or at that level. A lot of us make excuses. I was sitting in the church, and I'm seeing the teach word go for. Praise God for the teach word. The word is the foundation. I come from a background of teachers. That's why me and my wife can teach. We were trained very well, but even if the word was born, the foundation is the word keeps you. Even after the miracles come and go, the word is the foundation that keeps you. That's why I love Church of God in Christ, where I came out of, and UPCI came out of, because they taught us the foundation of the word, and that's what we teach our sons and daughters as well, and you guys. But listen to me, more than that, you need the supernatural demonstration demonstration and the power. The Bible says Jesus went around preaching, teaching, and demonstrating. It didn't just say he preached and teached. It said he preached, he taught, and he demonstrated in the Gospels, particularly Matthew and Luke. He talked about this. Your ministry might just be a teaching ministry, and that's what you call to. You're not called to the supernatural, or you're not called to the miracles. To me, everybody called to the supernatural. But some people say, well, my main focus or my niche right here, right now, is just to be a teacher of the word, and that's fine. That's good. Continue to be a teacher of the word, but you got to understand that you need to be well-versed in from Genesis to Revelation, meaning that even though you got a special niche, even though you might be a teacher, you still should be able to tap into deliverance or teach on deliverance or operate in deliverance. But you may be a teacher or you may be a deliverance minister. You don't operate in miracles like that, or you don't operate in prophecy like that, or you may be a prophet, or you may be called to prophetic ministry, because there's a difference from prophetic ministry versus the office of a prophet as well. All of these things have different categories and different breakdowns, but you may be called, or you may be called to just the clothing ministry in your church. That's what you're called, and to help people get clothes. Or you may be called to the singing ministry, the gospel ministry. Your call is to sing. Your call is to affect people. You may have special niches in ministry. You may, like I said, you may be a prophet, or you may have prophetic ministry, because you don't have to be a prophet to have prophetic ministry. And to me personally, to be honest, everybody's supposed to have prophetic ministry, every believer, because it says, what did it say? In the last day, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Everybody should be able to walk in prophetic ministry. That's prophetic ministry. But your niche, listen to me, your niche, your special niche, what you're called to, it may be clothing ministry. It may be children's church or children's ministry. Each of us have a special calling, but you should be well-versed in everything. You understand what I'm saying? You should be well-versed in all of that. Blessings to you too, Robin. You should be well-versed. When I say well-versed, I mean you should be able to tap into a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And as the Spirit moves upon you in that time and that hour, he give you what to say. He give you how to behave. You should be able to meet the needs of certain people that he place you in. It may not be your expertise, but you can tap into it. You understand what I'm saying? So I tell people, like, I thank God for the teaching ministry. My ministry is the miracle ministry. My wife's ministry is the miracle ministry. We raise the dead. Glory be to God through Jesus Christ. People who have HIV, y'all know the testimonies. I'm just saying it for the new people that don't know us. My core know it already. The other day, all y'all start posting all kind of testimonies. It was crazy. Gave the devil a black eye. But listen to me. I say this humbly, but I say it confidently as well. God used, that's the ministry that God uses us in, the miracle ministry. Me, I'm an apostle, but I'm also a prophet. The apostle is the thumb, right? The thumb can touch every other finger on the hand very easily. Try to do that with the index finger. It can touch the thumb, but it's kind of awkward trying to touch everything else. The thumb is considered, as you look at the hand, it's fivefold ministry, as in Ephesians 4:11. The thumb is considered the apostleship. Or the apostle. The index finger is considered what? The prophet. Then you got the middle finger, which is the evangelism finger. Then you got the ring finger, which is the pastor. The pastor, he's married to the sheep. That's why the pastor stay with the sheep day in and day out. He plant that local church and he stay with the sheep. He's married to the sheep. That's why it's the ring finger. And then you got the teaching finger. You understand what I'm saying? The teaching finger, you're gifted and skilled in teaching. But the apostle is supposed to be able to flow easily in every one of those gifts as the Spirit leads them, or as the Spirit leads her. You understand what I'm saying? So as an apostle, me and my wife, we operate in all of those. We operate in every one of them when it's necessary. But my primary two gifting or office capacities is the apostleship. I was affirmed as an apostle years ago, and I was affirmed as a prophet probably close to 20 years ago. But of course, I was ordained even before I was birthed out in my mother's womb by the Holy Spirit. So, I'm an apostle and prophet, and my key ministry niche is miracles. That's why people all over the world, people love miracles. They come to our ministry. But also, my key niche is inspiration, it's empowerment, and also it's the prophetic. But I move strongly in miracles. I teach on what the Lord leads me to, which is more so how to empower the people, inspire the people, and we are also called to leaders. You may not be called to apostolic miracle ministry. But also, see, this is another thing too. There's something that's greater than the apostles and prophets far as in ranking. And I ain't talked about ranking too much because in the scriptures, in the Bible, there is ranking. And there's something that's greater than apostles and prophets. Everybody want to be an apostle or prophet, and that's cool if that's your thing, that's your calling. But it's something greater. It's called the kings in the spirit or in the sons in the spirit. The Bible tells us what the earth earnestly await the manifestations of the sons of God. The sons of God, one of the primary giftings with the sons of God is like Moses. He lifted up his staff and the Red Sea split. Scientists trying to blame it on earthly elements and science and stuff, but we know as believers that that ocean really split. You control the earthly elements. Sons of God control earthly elements. Elijah split the, with his cape. He smote the brook and the waters even parted. You see what I'm saying? So Elijah, Moses, Jesus the Christ rebuked the storm, you know, had Peter walk on water. You know what I'm saying? So we, as sons of God, you control the earthly elements. As sons of God, that's greater than an apostle, greater than a prophet, and so forth. And I'm be honest with you, some people that are in the, that are apostles and prophets, they're powerful, but they still babies in the kingdom. If you don't operate, because it's different rankings and different systems, God's kingdom is made up of systems, and the earth follows and copycats that system. You could be a pastor, you got your flock, that's what you assigned to. You could be an apostle, you powerful, you move in miracles, you move in the prophetic as a prophet, or even as an apostle, you move in the prophetic, because some apostles move strongly in the prophetic. That's not their primary gift. The apostleship, their primary gift is the prophetic, as a prophet. So you can be powerful and move into all of that. You can be apostle or prophet and all of that, but you could still be a baby in the kingdom. You know, you can still be a baby in the kingdom because you have to get to a certain level in ranking. Jesus Christ, when you begin, the closer you get to Jesus Christ, the more he begins to reveal to you, and also the higher your ranking goes up. Everybody don't have direct access to certain revelations of God. You got to have certain rankings. Even everybody when you get to heaven ain't going to sit directly next to him on the throne. You have to, your elevation and ranking has to be at a certain measure and place. Jesus Christ is available to everybody. But who was it? It was Peter, John, and Simon who had only special revelation. Special revelation to Jesus Christ when he took them up on the mountain and they began to speak with Moses and Elijah. So you got to understand, only Jesus is for everybody, but you got to, and a lot of people, we get persecuted for this teaching because the church ain't teaching and a lot of people don't understand it. And y'all know what happens when people don't understand stuff. They talk bad about you. They persecute you. To me, it's stupid, but that's just how human nature is. So, but I try to break it down to y'all. But listen, though, it's only certain people that got certain revelation or secret revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, when Jesus died, the veil ripped from top to bottom. Everybody can go into the holies of holies now. When he died, the New Testament came in. It was the Old Testament, but when Jesus was still on earth, it was still the Old Testament. But if you really break it down, but when the veil torn and it ripped, you can enter in now. Anybody can. So we all have access because he died and shed his blood for us to have access. We no longer have to sacrifice camels and animals and sprinkle the little blood to push the little sins back just a few years. Our sins are pushed back forever once it's under the blood. So we now have all access. We have access. We all have access, but everybody don't have direct access to his fresh revelation, to certain secrets. Wow. You have to pay a price for that. To get certain secrets of Jesus Christ, you have to pay a price for that. Some people say, well, Jesus Christ paid the price for us all. Yes, he did for redemption. He paid the price for us to be saved. But listen, baby, we still got to pay a price because we're carrying a heavy cross on our back every single day. We got to pay a price for that. That's real talk. You got to pay a price to carry your cross. You got to pay a price to keep your cross close to your chest. Because what happens is when trials start to hit us and the woes of life start to hit us, some of us, we drop our cross. Or we say our cross too heavy. We put it down. And Jesus right there saying, let me help you with the cross. But some of us be like, I don't want no help. I'm throwing in the towel. I want to give up. I talked to a few people this week alone who wanted to say, Apostle, I feel like giving up. See, that's a price that you're paying. He paid the price for you to walk through those gates in the kingdom, yes, but you still got to pay a price, baby, to hold the cross. So when you got to pay a price for certain things, you can't just wake up and say, oh yeah, I am the general of the world, Well, the apostle of the world or whatever, I'm just using hyperbole. I'm exaggerating, but I'm trying to use it as a comical and a little sense of humor. Example, there's rankings, and listen, and you got some people that are insecure. They're insecure in who they are. Number one, the body of Christ has a identity problem because everybody don't know, a lot of people don't know who they is, what they called to be, what they called to do. And then you got, again, some people who have insecurities. So I can't work with insecure leaders. I get around an insecure leader, they start looking at me, start saying stuff like, oh, he or my wife or who my sons and daughters who I train, they think they better than somebody. I never said that I was better than anybody. I'm confident in who I am. I don't have an identity crisis. And y'all should be confident in who you are. Never let nobody try to misjudge you and tell you what God didn't call you to do. We follow man to a certain extent, but even above that, we follow God. You understand what I'm saying? And so when I get around insecure leaders, they be like, who are you? You a general. That ain't even in the Bible. But really, if you study the original text, the word apostle, it means sent one. It means messenger, but it also means fleet commander. Do your studying. What is fleet commander? What is fleet commander? Let that marinate for a little bit. What is fleet commander? Fleet commander is like an admiral or like a general. You are a commander. That's what the word apostle means. It means sent one, it means messenger, but it has duality meanings. It also means that you are admiral. They say admiral because in Spanish or Latin, they use that word for the word apostolos. They use that word as a military term for those who guided or led their ships on the water. But when you move it over into land, a fleet commander or admiral is basically equivalent to a general, a land general. And that's what the word apostle means.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.